Fairydale had been a prosperous country for many a year since its foundation. Its first fairy king, Galician, was coronated on the highest moon of the December Ides. Often, the council members would argue so fiercely that nothing would come out of their disagreements. Fairies had to intercede many a time on the behalf of the wizard brothers and sisters.
"Your Majesty, I have a question for you."
"I knew," said King Anton. "You wish to speak with me about that girl from Galeen."
"It is all over,"
continued the king as he bit into a large turkey leg.
"And it isn't right. When was the last woman of color and an Uzman mated? Do you recall?"
"I do not."
"It is because it's not right," said King Anton with a cough. "It will soil the House of Lords. Your house. My house. Why, how can a child be born to such a house and still be a proper noble?"
"Sire," said Thaddeus rather slowly, "what does color have anything to do with blood? Wouldn't you rather have a House of Lords continued to be built on love than for the sake of tradition?"
And a pink fairy was escorted to the prince by a guard.
"My prince," he said, "I present you with Lady Pinkberry."
While the fairies often dressed to match their skin color and name, Lady Pinkberry had outdone herself. Her light pink skin matched the dress she wore, and her dark pink wings fluttered as she spoke.
Oh my, Prince Zinnabar, how wonderful to meet you."
"Yes, thank you."
"I can't wait to dance with you,"
she exclaimed as she jumped in the air.
"You must simply choose me."
"We shall see."
But Prince Zinnabar was interrupted as Lady Pinkberry grabbed his arm and pulled him onto the dance floor. Long before, Zinnabar had danced with 12 women.
"This is madness," he thought. "What was my mother thinking?"
As the night slowly wore on, Zinnabar was grateful when the music ended for a short recess and people began to crowd around the banquet table. Relief overwhelmed him, but not for long as his mother, Queen Scarlet, entered through a large doorway with a young female fairy behind her.
"Son, I would like you to meet the fair Lady Elderberry. I've had my eye on her for you, my son. Dance with her, talk with her. Perhaps you two will find you are equally matched."